Hey, everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Bear with us. This is a brand new thing that we're experimenting with here. And so hopefully this works out so that we can do more live streams in the future. And we're going to be doing Q&A. If you notice down at the bottom of the page there, there's a place where you can enter questions in the Q&A. I think that there's a chat also, so you can open up the chat. And we're just going to kind of test out some of the bells and whistles of this live streaming. It looks like I got a couple of my pastor friends popping in here. So how's it going, Brother Robinson?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you just fine. So we were just talking a little bit on the phone, Brother Robinson, about, kind of so-called contradictions in the Bible. The Muslims try to pull out these contradictions. I made a couple of videos about it over the last couple of days, and you were giving some of your thoughts. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the contradictions, so-called contradictions, is just not understanding the fact that there's different perspectives going on when you're going through the different gospels. So you have, obviously four different gospels, and in one gospel, for example,
this is speech whoever's talking.
Yeah.
Me, him.
It's looking good. It's looking good.
All right, cool.
So when you're in, Matthew, for example, and then they'll be talking about there's two men coming out to meet Jesus. And then another gospel, it'll say there's one man coming out to meet Jesus. It'd be like this. If I were to be at church and I say, hey, Brother Richie was with me at church. And then to another person, I say, Brother Richie and his whole family was there with me at church. Both those are right. It's just the fact that in one case, I'm just talking about one person that was there. And in another case, I'm talking about more people that were there. It's not saying, I didn't say only Richie was there with me and that was it, and that's where you get into a lot of these cases where it's like, well, was it one man or was it two men? And some cases,
but it has to be two men because two men includes the one guy.
Right. Exactly. So it's just the fact that in one gospel, it only mentions one because it's obviously emphasizing something different. But there was obviously two men there. In some cases, though, it's just two different events, and they try to put those two events together and say this is the same event. And it's actually two different stories that are similar in a lot of cases. And so they try to conflate those as well. So that's one example of like how they really just try to find contradictions that aren't there. They're just missing.
Or another thing is that sometimes the books are just written from different perspectives, like Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when they give times and they talk about the sixth hour, the third hour, the ninth hour, it's based on starting at dawn. It's based on like starting the day, starting at 6 a.m. basically. Whereas in the book of John, it's more like our 24-hour clock where the time starts at midnight. So, because I remember that kind of perplexed me when I was a kid reading the Bible, because, at a point when Jesus was on the cross in the synoptic gospels, then in the Gospel of John, he's just being brought out by Pilate and Pilate saying, behold the man. But it's like when you say ninth hour, ninth hour in one book of the Bible may not be the same as ninth hour in another book of the Bible because it's two different clocks, two different methods of reckoning time. So what's the big deal, right? Who cares? It's just you got to understand the context.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same thing too, is like, when do you begin your day? Do you begin at midnight, as far as when does your clock reset, when does the day reset, or does it reset at even, at 6 8, at 6 p.m at even, so to speak, when the sun is like at the horizon, that may be when you restart the clock. So yeah, you're right. And that happens throughout the Bible too, where, when does the day start? When does the Sabbath start? You get into all those discussions too. Yep. So,
yeah. Or sometimes like it'll say on the third day.
Right.
Or in the third year. That right. can mean different things to different people. One of the examples I like to use is that like in America, the first floor is the ground floor.
Yeah.
In Germany, you go into a building, you go up to what we would call the second floor. They call the second floor the first floor because they don't start counting until you go up one. So it's like
the ground floor first.